It's Tuesday, not just any Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday, and not with just anyone, with Lizzie Goodman of Blender Magazine. Not just any magazine. She's here to tell us what's good, but she has to pass our musical quiz first. So here we go, Lizzie. You ready? Multiple choice.
No.
Which recording artist with a new record out today got their start in Disney's High School Musical? 50 Cent of G-Unit, Vanessa Hudgens, who has a single about sneakers, Chemical Romance, whose new record is available in a limited edition coffin.
Oh, obviously 50 Cent. I mean, he's so Disney.
I should have given you the hint that the correct answer was never shot nine times.
In that case, I'm going to have to go with Vanessa because she. The only difference between Vanessa and 50 Cent is she hasn't been shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And her candy shop actually isn't a double entendre. She's actually selling very sweet candy.
Yes.
All right. So, Lizzie, where do you want to start? Or can I make the call on where
I'm
gonna we want to start?
I'm going to let you just go right ahead.
G-Unit.
Do it. Okay. Well, you know, G-Unit, I love G-Unit because it's sort of like it's 50 and all his pals from home sort of hanging out. That's like the feel of all their music. And mm-hmm. I think it's kind of a nice change, at least for me, from the sort of more serious, more I'm out to dominate the chart sound of 50 Cent. He just seems kind of charming and like a good host for a barbecue or something on these albums.
Well, yes. I mean, it's a very inviting title. Terminate on Sight, I think, that welcomes you
warms
in.
Warms you right up.
That
exactly.
says, please, have a kielbasa. Or perhaps duck. This recording has a lot of songs that share titles with other songs, but don't have anything to do with those other songs. There's a song called Ready or Not, which is not like the Fugees track. There's Close to Me, not like the Cure track. And then there's Piano Man.
Yes.
Which I don't think owes a debt at all to Billy Joel.
Well, nope. Not obviously. Maybe there's an undercurrent of similarity there that 50 understands and Billy understands.
If 50 works with anything,
us.
It's subtlety and undercurrent.
There
all
you
right.
go.
Sing us a song, Piano Man.
Call me the Piano Man. Call me the Piano Man. Call me the Piano Man. Call me the Piano Man. Cartier glasses, Cartier belt, Cartier watch, tell me time somewhere else. Like Germany, Sweden, and Serbia. The 1-2 and I'm serving y'all. I'm a ball like Julius serving Iverson, the man, and I got the in that 2-door Phantom. The 100 EX. Suicide dolls get a top of low fade, not a body looking hard. These snake is his reptiles. Till I shoot him up, fill him up with. Yeah, he got the best styles. Yeah, he got the best clothes. Yeah, he got the best. Yeah, he got the best. Yeah. They call me the Piano Man.
Okay, just to be clear, no one calls him the Piano Man.
That's what you think.
Mm. And while Fitty may be quick with a joke or to light up my smoke, it's
nice.
A different kind of smoke.
Nice.
You like the album now?
I do, and I think, I mean, again, for me, I just find him really charming. He's really compelling, and I know that in sort of, let's just say that in the world of gangster rap, he's like a warm, fuzzy teddy bear by comparison to the rest of them. And again, we're talking about a context that itself is not particularly warm and fuzzy, but there is something, like, I bet he and Billy Joel would totally get along.
Yeah.
He's like he's a sort of affable
Although,
charmer.
If
and it comes
I gave
across
advice,
the music.
I'd let Fitty drive.
Yeah. Note to you guys.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening, which of course you are, please let Fitty drive
let
next
Fitty
time
drive.
You're hanging out in your Connecticut compounds
our,
together.
That is our plea. Let Fitty drive. Let's go on to Vanessa Hudgens. We've seen a lot of her lately, perhaps too much for her publicist's sake. She's of High School Musical fame. She's, you know, wholesome, but then there was that scandal. There were some nude pictures of her online. It happens a lot these days. What do you think of Vanessa Hudgens' new album, Identified?
Well, I think she's getting there. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually don't think she's that wholesome. And I wasn't, you know, I mean, it's not, as you point out, it's not like the nude photo scandals particularly rare these days, what with the internets and all that.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, I wasn't totally surprised by that. I think she's got sort of a, again, speaking in the context of Disney, a darker side than, you know, her boyfriend, for example, Zac Efron. I think she's got some substance there. And I think you see it in fits and starts on this album. There's a couple of really good sort of sassy pop songs on here, and that's what she should be doing at 19 as a Disney star, is sort of exploring being slightly less bubblegum than the next girl.
Mm-hmm. So you'll hear all about Vanessa's dark side on the next episode of Behind the Mouse Ears. But let's hear a little bit from the album. This, I don't think, is that the first single is like this sneaker thing.
Yeah, it's Sneaker Ride, I think it's called. I'm not It's sneaker something night? Sneaker related.
What
sneaker
goes
night.
on sneaker night?
Well, apparently lots of dancing and lots of enjoying of the wearing of sneakers.
Yeah.
It's basically like a cute sort of too cute, jazzy, yeah. like pop song about going and partying with your girlfriends and dancing a lot in sneakers.
Won't play in England. It'll have to be retitled Trainer Eve. All right, let's hear another song. This is First Bad Habit. What is Vanessa Hudgens' first bad habit? Who knows? Let's hear it.
Turn it on, let the vibrate on your phone. Call me up, wanna talk, then you freeze me. It's the same when you're gone, keep me guessing what you want. But my heart says it's you who can please me. I get pushed to extremes, and I should know what it means. But I can't bear the game to be over.
Vanessa Hudgens obviously wanting to go from Mouseketeer to Pussycat Doll.
Yeah, she's on her way.
Yeah. So overall, though, kind of... What a mix of hit and misses? For
yeah,
you?
I mean, well, again, if you want something to add to your sort of mixtape for the gym, there's a couple of really good songs on here, and to me, this album just sort of shows that she has the potential to break out and become a genuine pop star, sort of outside of the Disney realm, if she wants to. She hasn't done it yet, but the potential is there. Of course, as long as they're making High School Musicals editions of this never-ending series, then I think she's going to stay there.
Well, let's go to a band who literally is... Let's say bye-bye, Vanessa, bye-bye. let's go to a band who literally is on my gym mixtape, My Chemical Romance. Mm-hmm. Ooh, love the Black Parade. This is... The Black Parade is dead live.
Yeah, it's a live album and DVD combo, and it's really fantastic. I mean, I think one of the things that gets missed about this band is how... powerful their live show is. I mean, they're very sort of melodramatic and unapologetic about that, and yeah. It can be difficult if you're not 16 and hate yourself to sort of understand why anyone cares.
Right. The hierarchy of the My Chemical Romance fans is like people who hate me. Dad, everyone, myself,
yes.
Everyone except My Chemical Romance.
Exactly.
They so get me.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, if you're sort of not in that frame of mind, it can come across as a little bombastic, and that can be an instant turnoff. But I think hearing the live tone of these songs is makes it easier to kind of get into what's so powerful about them.
All right. Let's hear Famous Last Words from The Black Parade Is Dead live. That's their sound. What's his name? Gerard Way?
Yes.
He's a good songwriter. He knows how to hold the stage. The girls love him. The boys identify with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, that's what comes after. It's not like I'm just arguing that appreciating My Chemical Romance is about getting why teenagers love them. Once you sort of get past the melodrama, really,
yeah.
Then you realize that there are really good songs under here. They are. They're a real band. This isn't sort of just emotion with a guitar.
Dirty Pretty Things is the last band that we will consider. Their new album is called Romance at Short Notice. It was supposed to be called This Is Where the Truth Begins, but truth be told, it's now called Romance at Short Notice. Let's talk Dirty Pretty Things. Tell us about these guys.
Well, they are of the two bands that formed with the lead members of the Libertines when that iconic British band broke up. They are the one that people hear less of because their front person is slightly less crazy than Pete Doherty. So, Baby Shambles.
Problems for
yeah,
Pete.
I mean, yeah. Pete is a tabloid sensation at this point. And he does have a band, Baby Shambles, which is an interesting act, but I think Dirty Pretty Things are much better. And they're fantastic. So it's really intense, sort of clashy punk rock.
Let's hear it. Tired of England.
How can they be tired of England? They'll never know the England that we know. Never know where the ones with the dreams go, no. Never notice the skies with their eyes down low.
And they clearly are English. You like this album. You like Dirty Pretty Face.
I really like this album, and I like the last album. And it's worth pointing out that, you know, by comparison only is Carl mild. I mean, these are wild people, and this is wild music. So you're not getting anything toned down.
Let's hope
here.
When compared to Pete Doherty, you wind up on the mild side. And
yes.
Lizzie Goodman of Blender Magazine. Thank you very much, Lizzie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Next on the show, the new movie, The Whackness. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.